Welcome to Venango County Tea Party Patriots 2011 Municipal Primary Election Forum. Candidates for commissioner from both parties were asked to participate in this audio forum. All were given the same questions and the same approximate time to respond. The Venango County Tea Party Patriots is happy to provide this information to educate the voters so that they can make informed decisions at the polling place. Our guest today is James J. Dutko, running on the Republican ticket for Venango County Commissioner. We're glad you could be with us, James.
Good to be here.
Okay, for the first question, we'd like to ask you to tell us a little bit about yourself and why you want to be a Venango County Commissioner.
Well, as far as about myself goes, I was been in Venango County since 1970. Off and on working for Riverside Markets across the state for a little while there in the middle, but I've been back here most of the time since 1970. I live in Cooperstown. I own Jim's Supermarket in Cooperstown. I've been in business for 21 years, which I feel was one very successful thing that I've accomplished in my life, and I'm very proud of that fact. I'm 52 years old. Married. My wife's name is Cindy. I have three children, Jimmy, Ben, and Andy. Cindy runs a community preschool out of Cooperstown. Jimmy is a music teacher at Jamestown School District. Ben is employed by the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission in Tynesta Hatchery. Andy is a middle school music teacher at Bradford School District. As far as my community involvement goes, I have been on Cooperstown Borough Council. I've been the president of Cooperstown Borough Council. I'm a longtime Little League manager for the Cooperstown Athletic Association, former Cub Master, Cooperstown Cupback 31, former chairman of the Cooperstown Bicentennial Celebration, coordinator for the Youth Trout Fishing Days in Cooperstown, Holy Jeans Singing Group supporter, Venango County 4-H supporter, affiliated with Cooperstown Community Church of God, affiliated with Cooperstown Volunteer Fire Department, affiliated with Chapmanville Volunteer Fire Department, and also Utica Volunteer Fire Department. My interests and hobbies is I'm an avid hunter, fisherman, NRA member, enjoy all sports, really. Enjoy going to the races, just pretty much down-to-earth regular person. Trying to get elected as Venango County Commissioner as a regular guy. Plan to do things from a regular guy's perspective and not be persuaded by others. I will make up my own mind, and I will do what's right, fair, and honest for everyone in Venango County.
Mm-hmm. And second question we'd like to ask is, what qualifications do you think are most important for a commissioner to have, and what do you bring to the table?
Well, I think important thing the commissioner has to have, he has to be able to work on many different projects. He has to research these projects and know what they're about before you act on them. You have to be very fair and open-minded about your decisions. There's many things going on at the same time, so you have to be very diverse and be able to switch gears quickly. I think for my own, being in business for 21 years in today's day and age is a very important thing. I've come across many things, had different struggles, had a lot of successes, and the reason that I, you know, just the reason I've been in business 21 years, I think I can do the same thing in the county itself and make it prosper and grow.
Our third question is, what are some of the responsibilities of a commissioner, and what do you feel is most important?
Well, I feel the responsibilities of the commissioner, the most important one is managing the people's money. I mean, money's tight now for everybody. They want to see what you're doing with it. You don't want to waste it. You got to watch where you spend it. The funds have to go to different services, agencies, municipalities. You have to decide, you know, who gets what, who gets a piece of the pie, how much you're getting. Is it really worth it? Does this one need more than that one? There's a lot of things that you have to think about. Take care of the county's properties, maintain them, don't buy stuff you don't need, put the money into things that you already have. The handling of the money, I believe, is the most important thing that they do right now. And, you know, if it's spent in the right ways, goes to the right things, it can work more efficiently for us.
What would you like to accomplish as commissioner in this term?
I'd like to get the people in the courthouse and in the county officials, local government agencies around here to work together more. I think right now we're working against each other, and it's not good. I think everybody needs to know everything that's going on. And if we all work together and head in the same direction with a fair and honest attitude and listen to the voters and the citizens of Venango County and find out what they want, we can make it a better place for everybody.
Now, a lot of the voters like to know this question, and that is, how is your campaign being funded?
My campaign is being funded mostly by myself and a couple donations from people, individuals. And that's really about it. Like I say, I'm just an ordinary guy trying to make a difference and show people maybe that you can do something like this without spending $40,000.
What qualifies you to handle a multi-million-dollar budget?
Well, I think I'm qualified to handle a million-dollar budget through the business experience that I have, and I don't think it makes a difference as to whether you're spending multi-million dollars or you're spending $10,000. You're still spending the money, and the money's really not yours, it's somebody else's. So you have to think about them, think what they want. I had to know during my years of business when I had to cut back on the orders, when I had to order extra stuff. I had people come in that would want special things, special needs that they wanted, parties coming up, firehouse having dinners, whatever. And it's kind of like the same thing. This agency needs that. This group wants this. This borough needs these. And you have to look at everything and know what to spend and when to spend it and how much you have to use. And just don't waste it. Save it for a rainy day if you got a little extra, because you're going to need it sometime.
In the recent controversy over the purchase of the West Unit, now the county office building, how would you have handled that situation?
Well, the West Unit, in my mind, I think we paid too much for the building. I'm not sure if we needed the building. I think the building's in a bad location. I'm not exactly sure where the money came from to buy this building. As far as the location goes, I think it should have been built somewhere up along Route 8 or somewhere easier access to the people to get to that's on that road all the time. You have the old Kmart buildings and different things there that are sitting there empty that we could have used. For the amount of money we pay for the building, for that matter, we could have put up a new one if we need county offices at all. I don't know that till I would get in and find out what the needs are.
Okay, do you have any thoughts on economic development in the area and how that can be best accomplished?
Well, I think what we need to do is use what we have, and that is our natural resources around here, our hunting, our fishing, our parks, our recreation, our rivers. These things need to be put forth and presented to people elsewhere as well as the people here to get out and use them. We do a really good job with things like the Mr. Whiskers Fishing Tournament, Oil Heritage Days, Apple Fest, Franklin Fire and Ice, Two Mile Run Boat Races, Light Up Night, First Night, Taste of Franklin, Stone Skipping Contest, Concerts in the Parks, etc., etc. We are on the right track of doing those things. We need to continue those. As far as businesses coming in, factories, manufacturers, I think we need to promote to these guys that we have a lot of good workers around here, machinists, welders, et cetera, that are looking for work, that are good workers, that would do you a good job. We have good, fair, honest workers here that want to work. We also have a good location. Many people think we're way out somewhere. We're really not. I mean, you take the Route 8 going down into Barkeyville, you know, you could be 15 minutes away from the interstate if you're a manufacturer and wanted to get to, you know, haul your things out. And we need to let people know that this is here and it's available.
Okay, what are some things that you would like to change given the availability or the non-availability of funds and staffing?
Well, I'll answer the question as best I can for what I know right now. Till I get in there and really see what we do need, what we don't need, I'm not sure, but I know one thing I like to do. I like to restore Two Mile Run Park back to its formal status. I think it's a very important draw for the county. I think it's a great place for our citizens of Venango County to go to. Take your family, spend some family time out there, enjoy the thing. After all, you paid for it. We bought it with our money. It should be ours, and it's going to be ours. And we will do our best to get it back to the way it should be. Like I said, as far as anything else goes, I'm not sure till I would get in and find out exactly what would be the needs and wants to change.
Do you plan to be a full-time or a part-time commissioner?
I plan on spending as much time as needed to do the commissioner's job effectively. Sometimes you have to be there longer days. Sometimes you can have a short day. I would never leave there without my job being done. I'll always be available to go back in if I left and something else come up. I will spend as much time as I possibly can there to get as much done as I possibly can there. I will not leave it short.
Another question is, do you have any thoughts on how property taxes can be reduced?
I think you got to watch your wasteful spending. See where we're spending money, see where we can cut some money. I think we need to make sure the state government is doing their part. There's a lot of things that the county gets passed on down to the county to do that the state's really responsible to do, and they're not spending any money to get things done like they should, and they're passing the buck on down to us. The question I would have is that these casinos that they built, good, bad, or indifferent, they promised money for us for property taxes, and I don't know where it went. I don't know who made the promises, but that's one thing I would like to find out. If there is money out there and it was supposed to be going to us, it was earmarked for that, where is it? What happened to it?
Okay. Well, we thank you for answering the questions. If you have a summary, you want to sum up things and state anything before we...
I'd just like to say, in closing, I just want to bring some common sense back to the county. We overthink things a lot. We need to make it simpler. I would do my best. I'll work as hard as I can for the taxpayers and the citizens of Venango County. I will bring some fresh and new ideas into county government. One example, one thing that bothers me, and I don't quite understand why they do this. They've done it for years. If you're going to, let's say you want to remodel outside of your house or fix something up, the first thing you got to do is get a permit, which is cool. I have no trouble with that. But then they go into these new inspection things where you got to have three or four different inspectors come in and check everything out as you go. I feel we have good quality contractors here that know what they're doing. They don't need to be babysat by somebody coming over their shoulder and looking to see what they're doing. They know what they're doing. If then you get done fixing up your house or whatever you're doing, then they're going to turn around and reassess it, and they're going to raise your taxes because your property is worth more now. Why are you punishing people for fixing up their properties and their houses and making things better? If more people were doing things like this, it would be a nicer place, a better-looking place. It would catch on, and more people would do it. You're going to put more contractors to work. You're going to sell more building materials, you know. I just think that's one thing I could never quite understand. Mm-hmm. But I will, work as hard as I can for you. I want to check the schools out in lieu of the new budget cuts coming down from the state on the schools. I'd like to see what their needs and wants are and what they have to cut. Is there any way we can help them? I don't know. But if we can, we will, and we need to check into this. So that's me, James J. Ducco, just an ordinary guy who's really going to try. Thank you very much.
Venango County Tea Party Patriots thanks you for being an informed voter and encourages you to get out and vote on May 17th. These interviews with commissioner candidates can be found at vctpp.org, the Venango County Tea Party Patriot website. That's vctpp.org.